Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In our last discussion, we spoke about how the people of the fire will hate each other, even though they may have loved each other in the world, and how they will argue and have these disputes. The very deities that they used to worship would leave them in the lurch, would exonerate themselves of them. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be asked that, did you tell them to worship you and your mother as gods besides Allah? He'll say no. He'll exonerate himself. The angels that were worshipped will be asked, did you tell them to worship you? They'll say no. They will then try and blame their leaders and say, oh Allah, we followed these leaders. But they will tell the leaders, it's because of you. And the leaders will say, "Anahnu sadatnakum anil huda." We never stopped you. Yeah, you may have followed us. We may have tempted you. But when the guidance came, there was nothing stopping you from following the guidance. Now we're all in the punishment together. We can't in any way save you. Because they'll say, "Hal antum mughnuna anna min adhabillahi min shay?" Can you avail us anything against Allah's torment? Because we used to follow you. The devil himself will say, "Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haqqi wa wa'adtukum fa'akhlaftukum." Allah made a valid promise to you, promise of truth, and I lied to you. But you had a choice. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So don't blame me and blame yourselves. And then I explained that what will happen will be that they will then curse their leaders. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا مَنْ قَدَّمَ لَنَا هَذَا فَزِدْهُ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا فِي النَّارِ. That, oh Allah, let those whom we followed get a double punishment. Allah says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. That verily that is the very truth, the mutual dispute of the people of the fire. To the point that a person will argue with the jinn that was his companion in this world. I explained previously that all of us have a companion from the angels who is there to prompt us towards good, and then a companion from the jinn who is there to prompt us towards evil. قَالَ قَرِينُهُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَضْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. His companion, the Satan, the devil, will say, "Our Lord, I did not push him to transgression, but he was himself in error far astray. So yeah, I tempted him. That was what my objective was. But I did not push him. And Allah will say that enough of these arguments. قَالَ لَا تَخْتَسِمُوا لَدَيَّ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say to them, dispute not in front of me. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. I had already in advance sent you the threat. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. The sentence that comes from me cannot be changed, and I'm not unjust to the slaves. Allah will say, I warned you in advance. You didn't listen. Now it's too late to sit and argue in front of me. Then a person will dispute with his own limbs. With his own limbs. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that the unbelievers, when they are presented with the facts, when they are presented with the evidence of their wrongdoing, out of utter desperation, they will lie. They will deny. They will claim, no, we were righteous people. They will belie the books of deeds. They will belie the angels. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُزَعُونَ. And remember the day that the enemies of Allah will be gathered to the fire. Then they will be driven, meaning to the fire. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Till when they reach it, the hellfire, their hearing, meaning their ears, and their eyes and their skins will testify against them as to what they used to do. Imagine your own skin testifying. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ. They'll say to the skin, لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Hey, why are you testifying against us? The skin will say, قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah who caused us everything to speak has caused us to speak. So we've got no choice in this matter. Allah has instructed us to speak. So we've got to speak. There's a narration of Imam Muslim where Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said that they were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he smiled. And then he said, "Do you know why I'm smiling?" And the Sahaba said, "Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam." Allah and His Messenger know best. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is because of what the slave will say to his Lord. He will say, oh Lord, did you not promise not to be unjust?" Allah will say, "Indeed." The man will say, "I will not accept the witness. I will only accept the witness from myself." In other words, out of desperation, he will say, "Allah, no. I need to bring my own witness. I need to give testimony on behalf of myself, not what the angels say or what the books say." So Allah will say, "Okay, you yourself are sufficient as a witness against you this day. and the honorable scribes, the kiram and katibin, the angels will suffice as witnesses. Then a seal will be placed over his mouth, and it will be said to his limbs, speak. And they will speak of his actions. Then he will be allowed to speak again, meaning with his tongue. And he will say to his own limbs, away with you. It was for your sake that I was fighting. For you not to get punished that I was fighting. And now you came here and you said that you testified against me. Why did you do this? To such an extent that the body and the soul, the ruh and the jasad, will also argue. According to Ibn Kathir, he brings the narration of Abdullah bin Abbas that people will dispute on the day of resurrection to such an extent that the soul will dispute with the body. The soul will say to the body, you did such and such. And the body will say to the soul, you told me to do such and such. You prompted me. Allah will send an angel to judge between them. So the angel will say, look, you are like a paralyzed man and a blind man who go into a garden. The paralyzed man tells the blind man, I can see some fruit over there, but I can't reach it. The blind man says to him, climb on me and you can get it. So he will climb on him and get it. Which of them is the sinner? So they will say both. So the angel will say, yes. Then you've passed judgment against yourselves. Both the soul which prompted the body and the body which complied are equally guilty. So in the end they'll say, وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ. Allah, we obeyed our chiefs and our great ones. They misled us. رَبَّنَا أَطِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. So Allah give them double the punishment. Allah says, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعْنَتْ أُخْتَهَا. Every time a nation enters, it curses its sister nation that went before. حَتَّى إِذَا دَارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا. Until they will be gathered all together in the fire. قَالَتْ أُخْرَاهُمْ لِأُولَاهُمْ رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ أَضَلُّونَا فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا مِنَ النَّارِ. The last of them will say to the first of them, our Lord, they misled us, so give them a double torment of the fire. Until next time, inshallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.